I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. Senator Mary Landrieu spoke with residents Wednesday afternoon about damage, cleanup, and insurance claims after an EF2 tornado hit the area on Monday. Landrieu was joined by several local elected officials and visiting some sites in Ouachita Parish. She says she's thankful there were no injuries or deaths and added that the federal government will backstop the efforts of local officials. Landrieu toured areas of West Monroe, the Garden District, and Tanglewood Subdivision. Spoke with residents and volunteers about government efforts to help them out. She also urged residents to make sure they file insurance claims on damage from the storm. Well, the big question lingering after Tuesday night's U.S. Senate race debate is who were the winners and losers? University of Louisiana Lafayette political science professor Pearson Cross thinks both Senator Landrieu and retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis helped themselves during Tuesday's discussion. However, Cross does not think that it was a great debate overall for Congressman Bill Cassidy.
Seemed ill at ease at times, didn't know what to do with his hands, had a couple of kinks in his performance, but there's another debate coming up. Maybe he'll take care of that then.
Cross says Cassidy had a couple of slow moments during his performance during the debate. LSU political science professor Robert Hogan says a lot of people were focusing on Cassidy's performance last night because it was his first debate.
I don't think that he did much to dazzle voters, but he doesn't really need to at this point. I think the support that he has is what he needs at this point.
Hogan says Cassidy did not really do anything that stood out during the debate. He says the debate did not feature any defining moment in which the candidates were able to hit on any major theme to shake things up in the race. Facing questions and worries about Ebola, the state's top school board has approved emergency rules that give local superintendents sweeping new authority to close public schools and send students home if they sense a threat. Chaz Romer, president of the State Board of Elementary and Secondary Education, says the panel took the action Wednesday as a precaution. Under the new rules, a local superintendent can dismiss school due to an emergency that now includes any actual or imminent threat to public health or safety, which may result in loss of life, disease, or injury. Superintendents can also remove a student or staff member if there's reliable evidence or information from a public health officer or physician that he or she has a communicable disease. Well, filing extensions are available on a case-by-case basis to Ouachita Parish businesses affected by Monday's severe weather. The Louisiana Department of Revenue says the businesses seeking an extension for October at filing and remittance dates must submit a written statement explaining why the return or remittance cannot be submitted on time by attaching it to the tax return or mailing it to the department. The new date is November 14th for filing for semi-monthly withholding remittances, alcoholic beverage tax returns, sales tax returns, 911 service fees, as well as hazardous waste tax returns and withholding returns and remittances. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies during the day today with a high in the low 80s, clear skies this evening, the low tonight in the mid-50s.